The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What really goes on behind the scenes of dance shows or concert performances? Welcome to Dance Talk Radio with Tracy Marciniak. Tracy and her celebrity guest expert will take you inside and around the world of dance with interviews, questions answered by experts, and inside scoops of the dance industry like none other. Now, let's get things started. Here's Tracy.
Hello, and welcome to Dance Talk Radio, where everything is dance. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Tracy Marciniak, your host for Dance Talk Radio, coming to you live each week, Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. We have a great show in store for you tonight. Our first guest is pretty unique over here, as she will be joining us in our first segment, Meet the Pro, but then again as the owner of our featured dance studio for Inside the Studio later in the show. And don't miss our celebrity interview with Nick Flores, choreographer to Katy Perry, and he also just came off of choreographing the spectacular halftime show at the Super Bowl, so be sure to stay with us for that. Coming up now is our segment, Meet the Pro. Our guest is a dance industry veteran. She celebrates over four decades as a dancer, teacher, and choreographer, and her life mission is to promote dance in a positive manner. Please welcome to the show, Linda Burnaby Rutter. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Hi, Tracy. How are you? I'm great.
And welcome to Dance Talk Radio.
Thank you, and I just want to say thank you so much for having me. I admire you greatly and your life's work and mission, so thank you for allowing me to be a part of this today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. As in my mind, honest to gosh, you have done it all, and you somehow continue to do so. And because this is our Meet the Pro segment, I'm just going to start off with having you share with our listeners about your professional background. So where did it all begin?
Well, I'd be happy to. I've had a unique background. I've been very blessed. I started, believe it or not, as a little street dancer years ago, a club dancer, untrained, and I know you might find that hard to believe, but I was at a dance contest, and the lead dancer of the Lido de Paris was my partner, and he took me to my very first dance class at the University of Las Vegas, Nevada, where I met my very first mentor, Nora Catania, and the rest is history. I became obsessed, immersed, passionate. Dance was the greatest gift that I could ever have in my life, and I began training 24/7, and so as I was training, I was meeting these most incredible people all over the world, really, because my dancing, I started to dance professionally quickly. So here I am studying with some of the world's greatest choreographers and working with them at the same time. So it's kind of fun. I've worked with many legendary people. Some of you might know Bette Midler, Robert Guillaume, Lionel Richie, Billy Crystal, Tom Jones, Joan Rivers, Andy Gibb, Sammy Davis Jr., Michael Jackson. I was a regular. I know. It was so fun. I was a regular on the TV show The Midnight Special with Jeff Kutash's Dancing Machine. And that was really the beginning of, you know, my career way back in the day. I worked with Kevin Carlisle as a solid gold dancer.
I love that. That's one of my favorites.
Here's
sorry.
The thing. This is what's fun. I mean, I know there's so many people that have wonderful resume credits. I think what happened with me, Tracy, is I was not only working but falling in love with the people who were mentoring me. So as I was dancing and being in shows and being in a video, taking classes, the people that were affecting me are their words, advice, wisdoms are still with me today, and that's why I'm passing them on. So beyond having a lovely career that was fun and exciting and taught me a lot of life lessons, I learned that there are people in this life that are angels, pretty much. They're little, right. they're people that come into your life and open a door that you would not necessarily know how to open on yourself, by yourself. And so with that, it became my second passion to start mentoring people.
And boy, have you ever done so. Honest to gosh, you really have, Linda. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show and why we asked you for both segments, because the Meet the Pro part is really about, you know, about the professional, learning about people's backgrounds. But it's also the second, to me, it's sometimes it's even more important, the second part of it, and that is how they transition to what's next. And we always have a what's next in everything that we do. And for you and your husband, Daryl, because of your own professional backgrounds, you all saw a major need in the market when a dancer leaves their studios or, you know, like graduates, gets to be seniors, that type of thing. And they're, you know, go through the whole convention and competition world and are leaving that world as well. And then they want to pursue a professional career in dance. I am such a huge supporter of this program that you all started. Can you please tell us more details of what this is all about? It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I would be happy to. Well, you mentioned my husband, Daryl Redder. We've been married 24 years, and we've owned a dance studio for 24 years. So I was in the situation that I had a professional career, and I loved it. But I did want to, as I mentioned before, start mentoring dancers, teaching young people. And Daryl and I obviously share the same passion. And I, being a part of the dance industry for so long, I still do teach on circuit as a guest teacher, but I was on circuit for at least 10 years teaching, you know, 20, 25 weekends a year, you know, in different cities. And the number one question was, I want to move to Los Angeles and be a dancer, you know, and what do I need to do? And so I found, you know, I mean, we would try to guide them, but what I saw happening was really something very sad. People would come to Los Angeles, they had talent, they had a dream and a desire, but they did not have an understanding or a knowledge of what it takes to actually then go to an audition. What do you need? They might have their high school graduation picture as their headshot, or they come to Los Angeles, which, let's face it, it's a big city. If you're not connecting with the right mentor and the right type of person who has your best interest, let's face it, this, you could really go, you know, down a wrong path or be misled. So with this bridge program, so we have, it's called the Dancers Bridge Program, and we have a mission, and it is to provide a gateway or bridge between the amateur and professional world of dance. And my husband, myself, our staff, we have a co-director, Gina Bedone. This was established in 1991. So believe it or not, we've been doing this for many years.
I didn't
and
realize
what
we that, do 1991.
Is, yeah, we just guide, educate, and mentor and provide experiences. And what I know you and my favorite word is connections for dancers ages 18 to 25. I know you love the word connect. We talked about how you connect so many people and you continue.
I love connecting
you are
people.
Such a value to all of us in the dance industry. And we also believe that you need to connect up. You know, Tracy, you hear it all the time. People say, oh, I hooked up with so-and-so, or I just fell into this. And I believe that you need to strategically connect up and find the people and the mentorship and the people who are doing the things you hope to do in life. And perhaps their goal is to help you. They're not looking for Facebook friends. They're not looking for an entourage. They're not looking for a girlfriend or boyfriend. They're strictly doing it because they love dance. Dance changed their lives, saved their lives, gave them a purpose, and they want to in turn continue this incredible art form called the art of dance on for generations to come. And this unique program that we do gives talented girls and young men an opportunity to do that by guiding them from doing, you know, makeovers, you know, makeup artists, nutritionists, master teachers, headshots, business cards. You know, it just helps prepare them for what the industry is going to ask of them rather than, can I see you move? You know, it's those other things.
It's, oh my gosh, it definitely is. And I'm so glad that you did this for us and for all of our listeners, that you actually brought, you know, over with us one of your dancers, Bridge members with you, Jasmine Hansen. Is Jasmine there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Jasmine, and welcome to Dance Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be a part of this today.
Oh, and we're thrilled to have you. So, Jasmine, if you could just, listening to Linda, I mean, you can hear the passion just ooze out of every cell of hers. And that's why I've always just thought of her is even, I mean, she's a mentor to so many people. And to have this program, I just think is so wonderful. But if you could share in your own words, how has Dancers Bridge impacted you both as a dancer, but also as a person?
Okay, sure. Well, I mean, obviously you've heard Linda talk, and Linda and Daryl Rutter are amazing people. They're amazing mentors. Very down-to-earth people. They'll talk to you one-on-one, and you know that they're being very genuine. As far as how it's grown, how I've grown as a dancer, you know, they offer us classes every single week that we get to take at their studio, Rutter's Academy of Dance. And beyond that, they actually encourage us to go out and take other classes, which is really awesome. They encourage us to go to auditions while we're in the program, which is great because a lot of programs don't offer that. And just as a person, I think, you know, they meet with us one-on-one, and they'll talk to us about our goals and our dreams and our visions and where we want to go. And they'll just sit down and talk to us about how to get there, you know, give us the tools. They've given us the amazing photography session with Michael Higgins.
Love Michael Higgins.
Great.
Shout out to Michael Higgins.
Yeah, which was great, and it was so fun. But they really are giving us the tools that we need. It's things that I would have never thought about that I needed to have to start my career. And I came from a very, very small town, so coming to Los Angeles, it is scary, and it's, you know, something that's unknown. So coming into this program, it really is a great teaching tool. And, you know, Linda and Daryl have just been very instrumental in getting me to where I want to go as a dancer here in this industry.
And you can tell it's really, I can feel the polished. That's what I always say. It's really like learning about being polished in so many areas of what you have to offer. It's not just about movement. And I think that is why we really want to have you on the show as well to share this insight. But I also, Jasmine, I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit because I love this about you.
Okay.
You said you came from a small town in Belle, Missouri. I'm actually not going to ask you a question on it. I'm just going to share something that you wrote because I'm going to do a shout out to your mom. Because you came from your mom's dance studio, and it's Stephanie Hansen. So I'm going to do a shout-out to your mom, because this is what you wrote about your mom. My mom, Stephanie Hansen, has been the most influential person in my life. She has taught me everything I know and has been my biggest mentor when it comes to dance and life. And for you to find somebody, first of all, just if that's not a testament to all moms out there that you just hope that your child says that about you.
Right.
Kudos to your mama. And then also, because I've known Linda for so many years, to be able to go to someone like Linda and Daryl and the program that they have started and obviously has been around for so many years, I just want the world to know about it, though. Because so many people, if you want to become a professional dancer, get out there, pick up the phone, email. Linda Bourbonnais-Rutter is the person to get in touch with. And I'm just not even saying any kind of plugs or anything like that. I'm really saying if you want to learn about the business and the professional right path, this is the way to go. And
absolutely.
And we applaud you, Linda. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Tracy, first, thank you again, and thank you for allowing us, and thank you for mentoring all of us. We appreciate you.
Well, you are a sweetheart, and you're not going anywhere, so we have to take a short, sorry, you're not off the hook yet. We have to take a short commercial break, but Linda will be back with us as the owner of our featured dance studio, Rutter's Academy of Dance, for Inside the Studio. And coming up next is the ever so popular creative director and choreographer to many artists, including Katy Perry, Mr. Nick Flores. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you think you've seen online TV before, Let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Remember my name.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Dance Talk Radio with Tracy Marciniak and today's guest expert. To reach the show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also reach out via email to dance@dancetalkradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Dance Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tracy Marciniak, and coming up now is our celebrity interview. I could literally talk the entire segment just about this man's biography, but I get it, just like you. We all want to get him on the air as quickly as possible. He is one of the best creative directors and choreographers in the business. Please welcome Mr. Nick Flores. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hi, Tracy. I'm so good. I mean, the fact that you call me a celebrity, I really feel kind of amazing right now.
Look what happened to you in the course of how many years, right?
You've been along for the ride, that's for sure.
It's been exciting to watch, I will have to tell you. It's been an exciting journey just to be an observer of watching your career unfold right before us. But welcome to Dance Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm ready to talk dance.
I love it. Well, there is so much to talk to you about. So let's start a little bit with your background for our listeners. Before you started choreographing, Nick, you started as a dancer. Can you share some of those experiences and maybe some of the people you danced for?
I sure did. I grew up in Texas, and I started dancing at the age of six. I always loved it. I was always obsessed with it. And I really grew up during the MTV era where music videos and dancing in music videos was revolutionary, and so I think that really affected me and what I wanted to do in terms of my dance career. So at age 17, I moved to L.A., finished my senior year of high school in L.A., did a dance
Oh, you did? I didn't
program.
Realize that. You finished your senior year of high school in L.A.?
Yes, well, this was before internet. I mean, I'm kind of dating myself, but
I love it.
I needed one credit to graduate, and so I did not want to go to 8 hours of school in Texas for that one credit, so I was able to do a correspondence schooling program through Texas Tech University and get my diploma, finish out, get all my credit, and at the same time, I was doing a year scholarship at the Joe Tremaine Dance Center.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so fun, and I can't, I mean, it's in retrospect, I can't believe my parents let me do that.
Hey, they were so supportive. But a lot of dancers started out that way over at Joe's, over at Joe Tremaine's with his scholarship program, right?
Oh my gosh, he was amazing. And, you
so
know,
many.
He started kind of the dance convention circuit. You know, he was really big for that. And so that kind of exposed me to, you know, LA and LA choreographers. And, you know, I got a scholarship to study there for a month over the summer. And then before I knew it, I was getting a scholarship to study there for a year. So I just knew it was what I wanted, and I was always, I think, very focused and driven, even as a young dancer. And that dance gives you so much discipline, you kind of know what you want. And then for me, it was easy to set my goals and say, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And after scholarship, I got an agent and then started, kind of embarked on my dance career. And the first two choreographers I worked with were Vince Patterson, who, you know, did all, you know, Madonna's tours, and he did Michael Jackson's tours. I mean, he was it at that time. So for me, that was like, oh my gosh. And the second choreographer was Kenny Ortega, who did Dirty Dancing and Footloose and all the movies I saw. So it was really like bridging the gap from what I grew up watching to then actually being a part of it when I got
to LA. Gosh, it was like coming to real life. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was thrilling.
And now, some of these, now when you were worked with these choreographers, what were some of the music artists that you worked with?
Well, I began my first tour was with Britney Spears, and she had just started, so she was kind of fresh on the scene, and it went from being, you know, like we were literally doing fairgrounds and mall shows to full-on huge world tours and performances at the, you know, MTV Awards and the Grammy Awards and worldwide traveling. So that was such a great, great education for me just in traveling the world and getting to perform at so many different venues. And it's funny because I still work in those exact same venues and shows now as a choreographer. So what I learned early on in my career really stepped me up for, you know, a lot of the work I'm still doing to this day.
Oh, and, for sure. It came full circle then.
Yeah. Total full circle. And after Britney, I was able to work with Janet Jackson on a few projects, which was another dream come true, because that was Rhythm Nation was literally the first CD I ever owned. I made my mom take me to Walmart and, you know, pay $15, which was a lot of money for us at that time, for the Rhythm Nation CD. And so then to then be on tour with her and doing that original choreography and getting to work with both her and Brittany, they were both amazing people and amazing dancers, and so I was really lucky that I got to have that outlet professionally.
And you're still friends with a lot of those dancers that you danced with at that time. I just saw a picture of, I think it was you and Lori Sposit. Is that right? And Janet?
It's so funny, and I was talking to RJ, who's, you know, my partner in crime and partner in choreography, this morning, and telling him how one of my first conventions I met Brian Friedman, who was 15, and we were competing against each other, and Ty Steorio was judging us.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I just love that picture, that visual. I had to take a moment just to have that visual. Brian's 15, totally competing against you, and there's Ty's.
And there's Ty judging us.
Judging.
And I was telling RJ, the funny part was, is I wasn't used to a lot of other male dancers, so when I saw other male dancers, I would kind of scowl at them and not be very friendly. But Brian was so friendly. He came up to me, introduced himself. You know, he was chatting me up. And so that really also, I mean, it was funny. That was one of my first interactions with, like, another male dancer, just because Texas was very small, and the fact that maybe there would be one male dancer, you know, per studio.
Oh, my gosh. I'm loving that story. That is great. You just mentioned, though, something about where it brings us today, where you are today, and kind of mentioned, RJ, a little bit about what made you want to transition from a dancer to a choreographer, and you kind of let out a little bit. I was going to ask and share with our listeners, do you do this on your own or as a collaboration? So if you could share a little bit more on that, too.
Oh, of course. We, well, what happened is I, you know, after achieving, fortunately, a lot of my dreams as a dancer, I just started to realize, like, while in dance rehearsals, like, ooh, I think I would do it this way. Ooh, I would actually want to stage it this way. And as I started to have that inner voice, I'm like, uh-oh, this isn't good. Like, what are these thoughts coming along? And then I really realized, wow, I do have a vision that I'm now feeling more strongly about wanting to express. And it was a natural and organic transition into choreography, but there was definitely also a choice. As a dancer, I had to decide to stop auditioning as a dancer and to stop taking jobs as a dancer in order to, you know, switch the tracks into the choreography lane. And really,
so you really dedicated a lot of time then, is that correct? That you had to focus and say, I have to stop this one to be able to really dedicate and focus all of my time and efforts and visions, like you said, to just choreography?
Uh-huh, for sure. It was very interesting. And because, of course, you know, I had so much momentum as a dancer. And then when you start as a choreographer, it's kind of like, a new playing field and totally new and totally fresh. And then you kind of just start, you know, getting clients one by one and building relationships and learning. And then the people you network as a choreographer is a totally kind of different realm, because you're now like meeting producers and executive producers and showrunners and directors. And so it really is about building that network of people that then become a big part of your career.
Oh, and such a huge transition. I love hearing about it and just giving so many people this opportunity to listen and get an insight to how do you do that? Because you've got a lot of professional dancers, I'm sure, out there that start to maybe have the same feelings that you did, seeing the vision, saying, hey, I'd really like to maybe pursue this. And then they're just like, where do I go from there? And I really do like, I remember saying to you at one point, it was like, it was backup dancing. You were dancing nonstop. And then all of a sudden you were meeting with the suits. It's kind of like, I know in the entertainment world, that's what kind of happens to you guys. And you said as your collaborator is...
Yes, is RJ Durrell. He's pretty awesome. He is also my husband in... I was going to say in real life. I mean, it's all real life.
No, I get it. I get it, though. It's true because it's in real life.
And as dancers, he was doing a lot of Broadway and film as well as tours. And I was on tour all the time. So basically, we never got to see each other. And so when we started to choreograph, we decided we really want to collaborate just as nothing else so that we can work together and spend more time together. And then it really ended up being an amazing union of sorts in that, you know, we both bring such different things to the table, but then it is such a good, solid connection that way.
And who knew what a professional, like, honest to gosh, the collaboration between the two of you professionally is just so remarkable. And I think it is true because you guys have different visions, but you know how to, you know, bind it together and really gel and be able to present it to a music artist. Can you share with us a few of the artists from your collaboration of choreography and creative directing?
Yes, of course. We first started with Britney Spears, and we worked on tours for Celine Dion, the Spice Girls. We did direction for Keisha Cole. That kind of led to Cher Lloyd and Pink and Katy Perry and Madonna as well. So we love our pop divas.
Yes, you do. Well, you're lucky really enough to work with the pop divas.
Really amazing, amazing, amazing talent. And
oh
have a lot of fun along the way as well.
Well, that's what it always seems. Every time I see a picture of you, whether it's with your dancers or the music artists that you're all working with, it just, you're just so centered. And I look at you and RJ in such awe, not only from your skill level, but also of just always staying centered, balanced, and being happy. And I think that's such a huge part of it.
Oh, yeah, because I think, well, for us as artists, our work is better when we are, like you said, centered and aligned in that way. So we actually thrive off being positive. Like, positivity for us is everything, and it's a huge part of our rehearsal process and in the talent that we hire and surround ourselves with, because as you know, with positive energy, it's just like you kind of become a stronger force that way. So that's how we function as, you know, creators.
I completely agree with you, and it shows. It shows in your work and the people that always want to, literally standing in line to work with the two of you. So you just came off of the Super Bowl, obviously, with Katy Perry performing the halftime, and congratulations. I just have to say congratulations to you. What an incredible performance.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, it was so fun. Such a rush of adrenaline. It was just like... such an amazing, one of those amazing experiences that you're like, wow, like that really happened.
Right. And that's what the media was doing too. I mean, they're saying it was the best show, the best Super Bowl halftime show to date. And you're talking about a lot of artists in the past. I mean, Nick, to be a part of something like that, you and RJ just have to be thrilled. And you also said you danced in the Super Bowl, right? Years ago?
Yes. I did, when I was working with Janet Jackson, and that was like 11 years ago. I think I was, you know, figuring it out because we were talking when we were on the field. And what's funny is I feel like I read somewhere online, like Janet's Super Bowl performance and Katy's Super Bowl performance are two of the most talked about performances in the history of Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh. And there you were on the Super Bowl field. And you know, I am a big football fan. Thank you very much. So I happened to just be there. I was blessed to be there live. And I just have to say, you and Katie Scharr, who assisted you guys, we have to do a shout out to Katie Scharr. And, as one of your assistants, I thought this was the coolest thing. This way, I think you guys are just the coolest grounded people, even through the midst of all of your incredible success. You literally were like, Tracy, okay, it's right after kickoff. We're going to try to come out and say hi just so we can say hi to you. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like we're talking huge, spectacular, like extravaganza that's going to happen soon. And you two are being the grounded, just super Nick Flores and Katie Scharr people that you are.
We
just thought that was cool.
We were in church of you, Tracy. We were in church. And then they told us, like, if you don't go back to the dressing room, you're going to get locked out because they're going to have to walk the players to the field and, you know. And then by the time we got back to the dressing room, it was like they gave us an early, and they pushed up the call time to be ready. So then we're like, you know, making sure all our dancers are getting in costume and a wardrobe and all that stuff.
Well, it was great. And I know many people have been talking about this, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but it was too funny. Did you ever think that Scharr would get this much attention, seriously, in the media?
No, we had no idea. But what we did know, and Katie's so brilliant, and, you know, because all of this is credited to her, she wanted things that would just create a lot of fun for the viewers and for her on stage. She wanted it to be fun, celebratory, and so definitely that was part of that intention and her vision. And I just love that the world at large kind of gravitated towards that of all things.
Oh my gosh, they really did. It was, everybody said that if you didn't, you know, like one piece, it was going to be the Lenny Kravitz or that she collaborates with Missy Elliott. And then she's doing the fun beach thing with the cool sharks and everything else. Everyone's loving the shark. Okay. The ESPN spoof of that commercial. That's so priceless. I mean, you can't, seriously, not only was it a great, you know, spectacular performance, but it goes viral to this level. I mean, you guys just can't be more pleased.
Oh, it was so fun for us. And, just fun because our dancers were suddenly getting calls from CNN and, you know, all these outlets. And we were like, oh, my gosh, this is bananas. And we're releasing statements about it, you know, to the Hollywood Reporter about the left shark. So it is, in all seriousness, like, so funny and just so fun.
Are we ever going to find out who the left shark
all
is?
All the things, you know, because people love to, of course, criticize and take performances apart. So we just love, you know, out of all the things, it's been such positive response and positive in the sense of people are focused on the sharks and how funny they were. And so that's been also a good thing that, you know, we've been happy about.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Are we ever going to find out who the left shark is?
The left shark is a dancer named Brian Gaw. And yeah, he really...
His life has changed.
He really made an impact with his choices that day.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, I love it. And I know we have to wrap for commercial. I could talk to you all day and night, and you know I could. But I do have to ask you, and really for our listeners, and I'm sure there's so many things that you could say in answer to this question, but if somebody were to say in a nutshell, what motivates Nick Flores?
That's a good one, Tracy.
I know. Did I just stump you? Oh, my God. I'm kind of excited about this. Did I just stump Nick Flores? I feel like, whoa, what motivates Nick Flores?
I mean, I feel like two things pop to mind. A is my mom and dad, who are these sweet little country farmers and believed in me from the age of, you know, 5 and drove me to ballet and tap, you know, when they weren't exposed to art or anything of that nature. And the second word that pops into my mind is just art and creating something that hopefully touches people or affects people or will be remembered in some shape or form.
You know, that's really a good one. And I didn't mean to be so deep and even in asking the question, but in working with you over the years, and I was lucky enough to do so a few times just to watch you, you know, in person, right in the, you know, creating incredible, like, you know, end results. But in watching the process of you, I really agree with that. You are so inspired by art. And it could be anything. It's almost like a blank, you know, a blank canvas. And to watch you create from that, I really mean that sincerely. It's really a cool thing to be able to watch. So if anybody out there has the opportunity to work with Nick Flores, it definitely is a wonderful and a big blessing for each person, I'm sure.
So nice. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. You know, before we wrap up, I do want to say, can we give a shout out to your dance teacher?
Oh, yes. I have to shout out to, and I have two in Texas. One is Kitty Carter. Kitty Carter in Dallas, Texas, former Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. You can see her on Making the Team on CMT. And the other fabulous dance teacher I had in Texas was Miss Tammy Fineglass. And both of these women to this day are still one of my biggest cheerleaders. So we all need our dance teachers in life.
I was just going to say they really are, Nick, and they're spectacular women and so skilled and everything else. But I learned so much even in having a conversation with them, and I'm always inspired by them too. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to give a shout out to.
I love that you did that because they're awesome. They're like, you know, your second mother.
Yeah, they really are, and they really are to you, and they are your biggest cheerleaders, and I adore them myself. But thank you again, Nick, for joining us here at Dance Talk Radio. We just so appreciate it, and we'd love to have you back.
Well, I'm honored that you took the time, Tracy, and we'll come back anytime you like.
I love it. Well, good luck to you and RJ, and take care of your little puppies.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay warm.
Thank you, right? You too, now that you're out in New York. Get back to L.A. Okay, we have to take a short commercial break, but coming up next is Inside the Studio with our featured dance studio, Redder's Academy of Dance from California. Stay tuned.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
American Heroes Network is a program for and about our American veteran heroes and their families. Join host Gary Ray as he shows what is being done to help our veterans and showcase the companies and organizations that are helping our veterans and their families rebuild their lives. Listen for American Heroes Network, live and powered by the Voice America Variety Channel, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Adoption changes a family forever, for the adopters as well as the adoptees. There are many adjustments that need to be made, from lifestyle to financial, and the personal rewards are unlimited. Listen every week for Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. We will examine in detail such topics as international and domestic adoption. We will talk with adoption professionals and hear stories about real families adopting. If you've been thinking about adoption or recently began the process, you'll want to tune in to be inspired every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Dance Talk Radio with Tracy Marciniak and today's guest expert. To reach the show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also reach out via email to dance@dancetalkradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Dance Talk Radio, where everything is dance. Right now, we are stepping into our next segment, Inside the Studio, where we feature one dance studio across the nation, and this week's dance studio being featured is Redder's Academy of Dance. Please welcome back to the show, Miss Linda Burnaby Redder. Hey, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
And you're back. I told you we're going
anywhere.
I am
back.
Okay, before we talk inside the studio, can you please share with our listeners how far back you actually go with Nick Flores, who we just had an interview with? Because this story cracks me up.
It's so fun. I love him. It's a great story. I was doing master class for the fabulous Kitty Carter in Dallas, Texas. And I'm teaching the advanced class, and I'm, you know, teaching and trying to get this motivation going. And I look over to my right, and pressed against the glass partition is this 10-year-old boy with his eyes open and his ears, you know, wide open and his eyes. And it was as if he was trying to come through the glass to take my class. And I remember pointing to him and going, that's what I want. That's the kind of energy I want. And from then on, we became, you know, connected and lifelong friends. And I adore him, and I adore his teacher, Kitty Carter. So isn't that great?
Oh, my gosh. When you shared that with me, I was cracking up because, one, I could see it, the 10-year-old Nick. And then I'm cracking up of just going, that right there, that energy and that passion was in a 10-year-old.
Yes.
And look
yes.
at that man's career.
And that's all of us want, right? We want someone who's excited and hungry and wants to learn, no ego. Let's just give us what I need to do and I'll do it and I'll give you my all. And that's Nick in a nutshell. He's an amazing person.
I was just going to say it's the epitome of Nick because that's exactly who he is. He is that drive and that force, but it's ego aside. He says, leave the ego at the door. He leaves his own ego at the door, and he is the real deal. And that's what I just like to share with listeners and dancers and people that want to be professional dancers. It's not just all about the skill. Nick's got the skill and has been blessed with that as well, but it's so imperative for people to understand that there's so much more. If you want to be successful in this business, and I'm talking longevity in this business,
right.
and staying, and you know, you and I have talked about this before, staying power. To have that staying power, he had the career in dance, but like you, same thing, you had the career in dance, and then you went on to transition to something else, and so did he. And that's actually kind of where I'm going to start, because when we talk about, for you, Inside the Studio is how a studio sets themselves apart. It's a very big component of what Inside the Studio segment's about. It's about like how a dance studio sets themselves apart from others. And I believe there's many things that sets you all apart from others. But one, I'm kind of cracking up at myself because I'm going to ask you to focus on something, you know, that instead of asking you what sets you apart, I'm going to tell you what sets you apart. No, I'm kidding. I am kind of laughing at this because I want you to focus a little bit on your, and right now on your philosophy and mission, because I just think it's stellar. I think it's really second to none. And I think it really, really just talks about who you guys are, but also how you can make it to be to the level of a Nick Flores. So if you could share some details.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Thank you. You know, as I was just listening to you talk and the passion that you have, it's inspiring. And this is what we all want is we want these people who get dance and who understand it. And then it's fun and it's easy. But unfortunately, when you are sometimes in studio life, you're not talking on a day-to-day pieces, day-to-day, you know, with people who understand dance. Maybe they're coming in for the first time. Maybe a friend said, oh, why don't you go dance? You know, so it isn't like, you know, we get this. We're there. We know it changes lives. We know the advantages of a dance education, what it does for a person in every aspect of their life. So with that, how do we translate inside, you know, the studio to studio life, to our community, the bigness and the power of dance? So, you know, thank you for allowing me to share a little bit of inside Redder's Academy of Dance. Because, Tracy, what I think is this, you know, having a studio for over 2 decades, 24 years, things have changed. Like, people change, children learn differently, styles change, but there's something that never has changed. And it's what gets myself, Daryl, you know, motivated to go every day, day after day, month after month, year after year, to the studio. And what is that? And it's our life's mission. And our life mission reflects who we are as people. And everyone has one. I mean, obviously, every studio has, they have a background, they have an experience that they should very, you know, freely share with their clients. So for me, because we have such a strong mission in life to teach dance, we were then able to translate that into a mission statement very easily. And it's not long-winded. Like, it's brief. It says, our mission statement is to provide the highest quality dance education by sustaining and nurturing a positive atmosphere wherein young students can grow and learn. That's our mission statement.
I love it.
It would need to be a lot more. But Tracy, you know, what does that mean? To sustain means to do it when the going gets tough. To sustain means to do it when you're tired. To sustain means to do it when people come against you with questions or comments or defeating you or challenging you. Sustain means you will sustain and you will remain positive when the world around you is not. And when television shows are showing dance inappropriately or a video is showing a 12-year-old doing something inappropriate, whatever it is, it means you will sustain, you will be positive, you will stay nurturing no matter what is happening outside of your arena. And that's why we call Redder World, Redder World. This is our mission, it is our environment, and we will sustain, we will nurture, we will remain positive when we don't feel like it. And that's the big thing. That's the discipline.
Then
we can help kids grow and learn, and then that's a whole other... I mean, think about what we dance teachers all do. We develop potentials. That's a big deal. We not only do we develop, sometimes we even have to ignite the potential and then develop it. And when you're dealing with potentials, it's very difficult because not everyone understands that in 5 years you could be somewhere. They want it now. I paid for it. I want it today or I want it tomorrow. And so it is difficult for a studio owner and a dance teacher, but not impossible, not when they can stay on fire for their most greatest gift they have, which is teaching. So I'm good.
Well, you know, when you and I were talking about this the other day, one of the things that really moved me was if, you know, in speaking, because you do have the opportunity and with what you do is to actually speak to dance studio owners and teachers across the country, and they can learn from your own wisdom and your own experience. And one of the things you mentioned, though, and I'm going to kind of backtrack on what you already said, but is about philosophy. So somebody's philosophy and somebody's mission in life, that's where you and Daryl started. And it's interesting because in some of the businesses I've owned over the years, I just felt that you spoke about it so eloquently, and I've never really been able to put it into a nutshell of what that is, but it's so true. I know I've done it in my own businesses, and you really just, it's almost like you expound upon what your own mission in life is and where your own passion lies, and then don't deviate from it. Just like you said, sustain it. And I always say just, you know, head down, focus, eye on the ball, and don't deviate from what you believe in. Stay true to yourself and that type of thing. And so when you were saying that's how it came so easy for you and Daryl to come up with your philosophy and what your mission is, and then you spread it along to all your faculty members, all your students. I know it because I've seen you at competition, and it's like you all just speak the same language. It's hilarious.
We try. It's all education, you know. It's educating, like what you just said, Trace, you're right. It's one thing for Daryl and I to know it, but now it has to translate to faculty, to the front desk staff, to our dance team, to our students, to our parents. And so that takes, effort. You know, and one of the things I was going to say is, you know, I do have Daryl in this industry with me, and we're a great support for each other. But many people, you know, they may not be married to, you know, a director or something like that, to your listeners. But the other thing is just connecting, staying connected to people who do understand your passion, you know, and your mission.
Oh, you know I agree with this.
So I encourage that to your listeners, that if they're feeling alone, you know, go connect with, you know, like as you said, go to a convention, talk to someone, go to some of these great places where a teacher can, you know, be refueled and reignited when sometimes life does, you know, it is a little defeating and overwhelming at times. But as you and I talked about it, educating everyone involved is the ticket.
It really is. And you and I also shared how surrounding, and you already hit on it, surrounding yourself around like-minded people. And that is just huge. I also, before we wrap up, I definitely want you to share with our listeners also about, you have a really cool kind of, and what I think is a very powerful relationship with the parents of your students at your dance studio. Can you give us a little bit more insight on that?
Oh, I would love to. You know, Tracy, when I travel around the nation, and Daryl too, the number one thing we hear is, you know, parent issues, where if they could just go teach the kids, it would be fun, but they're dealing with a parent issue. And we, through years and years, have really decided to help spin this to a positive. And at our studio, we have what's called parent partnership, because the parent is an advocate for their child. They want what's best for their child, but they need to be educated to your philosophy, your studio policies, your scheduling, whatever that might be. And so we actually encourage parent partnership. In other words, we have a form that tells people, for instance, like if they have an issue, come and talk, email us. We don't want them in the parking lot talking to other parents saying, did you see this? Did you see that? it's a parent partnership agreement. It has everything from ticket prices, costume prices, involvement at the studio, tuitions, you know, protocols, that type of thing. And they sign it, and they have to initial each thing. And then if something does come up, we can say, oh, well, that was on your parent partnership page two. You had initialed that, but let's talk about that. I see that that's bothering you. And it's addressing issues, not being afraid to take that phone call from that parent that no one wants to talk to. If I get that phone call, I'm like, I'll talk to that parent. Give it to me. You know, in other words, my staff needs to see that I can talk to a parent and diffuse a situation by talking calmly, by saying, you know, this is our policy. This is what we will be doing. You are a valued client. However, our program states this. And those type of things, and by naming it parent partnership, it isn't like you have to do exactly what I say or it's the highway.
Right.
It's allowing them to have a voice, too, to ask them questions and hopefully become educated with your program.
Well, and like you said, I think the coolest part is that you named it partnership. And all of a sudden, they're not below. They're, you know, like you said, they're advocates for their own children. They're doing the right thing as parents. That's what parents should do, and we want to support that. And so to bring them along with you and have them at the same level with you, I think that's just a huge positive thing. Once again, you said at the beginning, you and Daryl are advocates for positive dance, for teaching life lessons, not just movement. And this parent partnership is a really big part of it. So I just applaud both you and Daryl for implementing that into your program.
Well, thank you. And I encourage other studio owners to do it, because it might take a little time at the beginning, but trust me, in the long run, they will be glad they have these parent partner policies intact.
it will make things run smoother. Right,
and
it's true.
There's no one formula, but this will definitely help, you know?
Well, and I didn't mean to step on you, but I was going to say real quick before we wrap that you also said you want them as your allies. I loved when you said that when we talked earlier. You know, parents are your allies, not your enemies.
Absolutely, because not only are they doing the buns, buying the dance clothes, paying for tickets, costumes, paying for tuition, they need a little more. They need to know why are they missing a birthday party to go to a rehearsal? And maybe, you know, there could be some guidelines and the benefits of commitment and the benefits of a dance education, you know, like 10 steps. Like, we all know what they are, but to people who do not know, or say, like in my area, there's 20 studios within a 15-mile radius, they don't understand what separates. So unless you educate them and you're okay with you know, in your policy putting, you know, five reasons why, you know, we do this or something like that, as opposed to it being an attack on why are they always asking me questions. If you can spin it to where I'm going to educate that person and they are going to be my biggest ally down the line. And I think that, it, like, again, it is being positive, not being defensive. And that's, you know, what happens really. It's not being so tired. We studio owners are sometimes very tired, and what we could normally take on one day when we're not tired, on another day will defeat us. So
it is true.
Being in balance, you know, it's keeping that balance, taking a breath, and knowing that none of these people are your enemy. They are. We are all here to promote dance, to give these children something that they would never, ever get if they were not inside that classroom or studio. It's magical what happens in dance, you know.
Well, we support you so much, Linda, on from Dance Talk Radio and what you're talking about. And keep those parents tight. Keep them close because they are your number one supporters. I wish I could talk to you all night because we're going to ask you back. We're asking you back to the show for asking you back, and we want Daryl to join us next time because right now, unfortunately, we got to go. But that wraps it up for us at Dance Talk Radio. A big thank you to our Meet the Pro guest and owner of Rutter's Academy of Dance, Miss Linda Burnaby Rutter, and a special thank you to our celebrity interview, Nick Flores. I'm Tracy Marciniak, your host at Dance Talk Radio, signing off for now, but looking forward to joining you again next week live on Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where everything is dance.
You've been listening to Dance Talk Radio. Please join your host, Tracy Marciniak, again next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll dance again soon.